T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The Kenney administration has taken a public health approach to fighting violent crime, employing a series of strategies to tackle the root causes. But the plan that it calls Roadmap for Safer Communities is getting updates as horrific crimes continue to plague the city's neighborhoods. Managing Director Brian Abernathy says one new strategy is to flood communities with city services in the wake of a tragedy such as Sunday's murder of 2-year-old Nicolette Rivera.
L&I Clean and Seal teams, CLIP, Anti-Graffiti Network, as well as mental health, behavioral health services.
Abernathy says the city is also working on a mentoring program and is returning to focused deterrence.
It's an attempt to use both negative reinforcement and positive reinforcement for the people that we know are the most violent.
Social services and community engagement are balanced with swift, severe, and certain punishment. The city used it successfully for years, but stopped after District Attorney Larry Krasner took office. Abernathy says the city is working with the DA to restore the program in the next budget. At City Hall, Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio.